Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
If we dissolved, mm-hmm. none of y'all would tweet out? Like, if y'all two got in a big-ass fight, and you were like, I'm not doing Dead End no more, I'm out. Mm-hmm. And then Ken was like, well, I'm going to still try to do it. And then we're left being like, well, shit, what the fuck are we? Yes, y'all are. Get the fuck out of here.
No,
yes, you would.
That's my point. I wouldn't do that.
If Dead End Hip Hop fell apart, none of y'all would tweet about it. None of y'all. You're full of shit.
Nah, man.
One of y'all.
I would say at least, like, damn, bro, like 6 years.
Thank you.
And this is how it is.
Dead End Hip Hop Convo. We haven't done one of these in a while. We want to get back into the habit of doing these. Before we jump into what we're going to discuss, head over to patreon.com/deadandhiphop. You can drop as little as a dollar. Show your support. So if you're fucking with this, you're fucking with us. You can go do that. Head over to deadandhiphop.com. Hit the merch tab if you want to cop some merch. We got the UK shirts out. We got five or four.
Anniversary shirt.
Yeah, the anniversary shirt. Yes. And then we got like the black original design, the OG design. Then we got the white design. And then the hoodies. We got hoodies out too. And just follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. Shit, everywhere, man. We had some shocking news happen. What was the break earlier this year? Because when it hit, I remember hitting you guys up and asking. Yeah, I don't know if it was on Twitter. But anyway, Funk Volume has broken up. And by now, if you follow, you know, hip hop and hip hop news, you probably have seen, you know, the videos and the articles written about it. There's been a number of articles, interviews. Dizzy's done an interview on it. Dame has actually put out a response to the Illmind of Hobson 8 diss track that Hobson put out. And of course, Hobson went at Dame on Twitter. And Hobson also did an interview with Hard Knock TV, seemingly in response to Dame's video that he did on Streetcast, where he told his side of the story about the whole breakup. Essentially, what we have gathered, or what I've gathered, is that this all started from something that Dame said. Well, that's part of it, and basically just saying that Hobson don't work hard. And Hobson took offense to that, and, you know, he kind of went off. Now, according to Dame's version of it, was that they were on tour, there was some discrepancies about, you know, the money, right, that
percentages.
Paper. Yeah, the percentages. Dame was managing all of the artists on Funk Volume, so he was getting a cut out of all of them. According to Hobson on Hard Knock TV, shout out to Hard Knock TV, is he kind of brushed it off the first time. And then apparently there was some more conversations, and Dame found it out again. It was like, yo, you don't even work hard. And according to Hobson, Dizzy said, yo, man, just chill with that. Don't say it. Dame said it anyway. And that was it. And that was the end of it. So if you guys want full context for yourself to hear what Hobson has to say, go watch the interview he did with Hard Knock TV. I also encourage you to watch Dame's response on Spreecast as well. And of course, listen to the diss track. You know, when the news broke, and Hobson actually mentioned this in an interview, is that I thought it was one of their publicity stunts. Yeah. You know, boy cry wolf kind of thing. He said that he plays around so much with that, that for once, something was really legit, nobody took him serious.
Right, right.
You know, so.
That was one of them.
You didn't think it was serious?
No, because I mean, remember I think the last album review, not the one before that. But then remember he was talking about going on Twitter, talking about he was going to quit rap and all that stuff. So, you know, when I initially saw it, I'm like, okay, he's just trolling again. Like, it's nothing serious. Him and Dame probably just had an argument or whatever, and then it's on, and, you know, whatever. But when I saw that first, like the first one, with the first interview, I was like, damn, this is really happening. And then I started seeing Kato, the producer, because I think he was signed to him as a producer. He was like, yo, man, this is like all unfolding in front of my eyes. Like, I saw him tweeting it. Then I saw a couple of Jaron Benton tweets, like kind of like I was like, well, damn, something might really be going on that's, you know, that might be true. Because I thought it was like you said, trolling him, just wanting attention or whatever. And then, you know, the whole they funk by him, they can take down your crew. I mean, it was just so much stuff going on before that. I'm like, okay, this is just another way for them to people to talk about funk by him more and all that stuff. So, but when I started seeing Kato and the other artists talk about it, I'm like, okay, I think something might be brewing that you know, we don't know about. So, yeah, that was crazy.
I didn't even see those tweets.
Yeah,
I saw. Yeah, I thought it was a joke until Dame, you know, did his response, and I watched that, and you know, pretty much the they tell the same story, except in Dame's version of it, he only mentioned saying to Hobson, "You're gonna work hard." Like, yeah,
he didn't mention the finance. You know how Hobson was breaking down. I got this. You know, I went to my other something manager, and we was breaking this down. And then it was so, yeah, like the way that Hobson was telling from a numbers perspective, it was like, well damn, why Dame didn't break that part down? If he, you know, so
he told the same story, but he didn't go into that level of detail. Yeah, yeah. Like he kind of glossed over. Yeah. He like gave you the high level view of this whole thing.
This is silly. It's almost like those videos you see when, like, some big YouTuber breaks up with his girlfriend and wants to go on and do some fucking 30-minute rant about how she did him wrong. It's like, I don't need to see all this. I mean, I get it. They're both upset and they're hurt. But as a fan of Hobson and someone that enjoys their labels, just like, I don't really know that I needed to watch an hour-long breakdown of what happened. And then I don't think I need to then go read an hour long synopsis of fucking Dame's response. Like, this isn't rap. Like, this is just
some personal,
some real lives of fucking, what is it, Real Hip Hop, so whatever the fuck that stupid show is. It's like that shit.
Love and
Hip Hop, whatever. Real Lives of Hip Hop, whatever the fuck.
Just mixed like two or three shows.
Yeah, it's all it's all the fucking same to me. Gimme Music, the track was dope.
Yeah.
I don't know that I really cared that much to learn all of the backstory. It's just like your label broke down. That
was
sucks.
A lot of private information, like, that was kind of being put out there.
What was the private?
You know, well, I think just in terms of, and maybe this is public, I don't know, just in terms of what people were making on the tour and stuff like that.
How you said how much this person made, how much this person made.
I don't think I cared to know all that.
Who said that?
Hobson said it.
It was just on a hard too much.
Yeah, that was too much. I felt that was too much, but.
Like, he would feel some kind of way if you were Dizzy or Jaren that you was announcing how much money I'm making?
Yeah.
It was like that interview, even though I watched it, because I had shit else to do at work, I watched the whole fucking thing. And because I think it's one of those things where it's like, if you already watched 15 minutes, you're going to go ahead and finish it out.
Yeah.
And then I remember at the end of it, I started feeling like I was watching a soap opera. And again, it's not a diss to Hobson. It was just like, why did I watch that? Like, there wasn't a stitch of music in this. None of this really had to do with music. Your label broke up. Okay, I don't need to know how much you guys are making on tour at all. Like, I understand that not. If we want to really get into all the nitty-bitty parts of this whole argument, if what Hobson is saying is the truth, then yeah, I think that's kind of fucked up. There would not be a funk volume without Hobson. That's his label. So for someone to come in, and no matter what you're doing, for someone to come in and think that you can take that from him, it's just kind of fucked up. Just leave. But I'm not in it. I don't know what's going on in the background. I don't know what work Dame put in versus what Hobson put in.
Drama, right, is always entertaining. And I think that when you leak out, like Hobson has, some of these details, it keeps those people that were interested in Funk Volume interested in this storyline. Because those people, like, you're a fan of Hobson, but you're not like one of those super diehard fans. You're not like super invested in Funk Volume. Obviously, I think that they do have fans and people that are, you know, and for those people, I think that this is juicy. This is something that they want. It is good clickbait. You know, I think that
clickbait for us. I don't think it's clickbait for them. I think they want to know what the fuck going on.
Right. You know? Yeah, they want to know what the hell is
going on. When Rockefeller broke up.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what the hell.
Right.
Yeah, why?
Haven't we seen these type of things play out publicly before?
And I've always thought that they were kind of just like, what is this?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not so invested in Funk Volume, but like when Rockefeller broke up, like I was invested in that. I want to know why, because these are some of my favorite artists. Y'all make some of my favorite collaborations. What the hell is going on? Like there should be no reason why you're breaking up. So I could see somebody, you know, one of those fans that's a Funk Volume guy, diehard person, really wanting to know. And I think that is kind of messed up.
He was actively managing them. They signed the contract or agreed to have him manage them. This is something that they agreed to.
Yeah, of course. Jaren Dizzle.
But at the same time, Hobson also said in the track that, you know, when I questioned you about my management, why did you get an attitude? You know what I'm saying?
He didn't want to lose Hobson.
Right. Of course, but if this is supposed to be about music first, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, hey, look, with XYZ or the business or whatever, I want to do this. Then as the homie, because obviously, right, we have some type of personal connection here. All right, that's what you want to do. I'll find you, right? Like, I'll find you new management if you don't want me to manage. Because
why would he do that?
What do you mean? Why would he do that?
Because money.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
But it's your main. If this happens, then you have no money.
I don't think Dame really thought that Hobson was gonna leave.
Well, you know, Hobson is kind of. He'll like, make a beeline.
He doesn't make beelines. Hobson just talks shit. And trolls, and that's why no one's taking this shit seriously. Even now, I'm not really taking this shit seriously. I believe it. I just can't get all like, oh shit, like this is crazy. This is so juicy. Oh fuck! Did you hear what Hobson said? Did you hear what Dame said? Like,
why do you believe it? Like, you don't think it's just this real drawn out, intricate thing?
I'm gonna tell you
to make people believe it.
If this is some intricate, drawn out thing, I will never in life talk about Hobson again. Mm-hmm. I will never review another album. Mm-hmm. I will unfollow Dame. I will unfollow Hobson and Funk Volume.
If
it's fake.
Oh, of course.
Because if this is fake, then y'all need to fucking grow up.
Exactly.
Because if you can't get fans interested in your music and you have to drum up these fucking storylines like you're fucking Mona Scott Young, I'm good. Your music isn't good enough for me to give a fuck about this kind of shit. Now, if Brother Ali was doing this, I might want to listen. If LP and Killer Mike was doing this, I might want to listen. But if this is fake,
because as somebody that hasn't followed it, and hearing you guys talk about it just to this point, mm-hmm. it sounds like a long, drawn out, intricate plan. Just to, you know, because you said, okay, Kato tweeted about it. Oh, I can't believe it's unfolding in front of my eyes. You hear Jan with some couple tweets here and there. It's like, okay, but when you want it to be. When you want the support of everybody else to make it seem like it really is something, you know what I mean?
But if we dissolved, mm-hmm. none of y'all would tweet out. Like if y'all two got in a big ass fight and you were like, I'm not doing Dead End no more, I'm out. Mm-hmm. And then Ken was like, well, I'm gonna still try to do it. And then we're left being like, well, shit, what the fuck are we? Yes, y'all are. Get the fuck out of here.
No,
yes, you would.
That's my point. I wouldn't do that.
If Dead End Hip Hop fell apart, none of y'all would tweet about it. None of y'all. You're full of shit.
Nah, man.
One of y'all.
I would say at least, like, damn, bro, like 6 years.
Thank you.
And this is how it ends.
Why, you know what I'm though? Why would you do that?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
I think we'll get a lot of questions about
exactly. So I would address the people that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or somebody asked me straight up, I might say something. But I'm not going to be like,
before somebody even asked me, bro. Like
that's the dumb difference.
What do you mean? Hold on. Exactly. Because here's the thing. If I know that Dead End is over, right? If I know that, but nobody else knows that, and I know it's gonna be obvious, no more video, no more nothing.
Right.
We're gonna get questions, so I would just get ahead on it and be like, look, bro, you know, and I don't know if I would be as though, I don't know how I would feel at that moment, but I would definitely acknowledge the situation.
Right.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Without anybody asking you.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Why not?
Yeah.
I think you can say that because it happened. But if it happened, you would feel like, fuck, man, I just wasted fucking 6 years.
No, I would talk to the people that I know. Like
Rod would tweet about it.
No, Rod might not because Rod's more private. You would.
I don't think I would.
You're a liar.
No.
You would. And I know you would say something at some point. You would not just.
Someone,
they're going to ask.
But I'm not saying
Kato tweeted out. How do we know that nobody asked Kato?
Yeah, I'm sure somebody hit Kato. I wouldn't do a Kato.
I'm private, though. I don't think I would do that. You know, I'm kind of private like Rod. I don't think I put all my business out in the street.
No. Okay. this is five people with a big fan base.
Right.
It's not just you.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying if somebody asked me, I was like, yeah, you know, we're done.
He but I don't think I Kato. What did Kato do that's so different?
No, I think you were saying that he just
tweeted like
I can't believe it.
How do you know that nobody said something to Kato before that? Did y'all sit there and go through that?
Oh, so he may have just responded to everybody with one tweet.
I'm sure. This has been going on for how many weeks now? 2-3 weeks?
Right.
Y'all gonna act like nobody has hit Kato. Y'all blaming Kato for some bullshit.
I'm not blaming him. I'm not saying there's nothing anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that's what kind of threw up a flag for me, like, damn, what?
Fake?
Yeah, because it's like, damn, would I actually do that? Like, would I actually?
And I know, like I said, it's
like if you want people to believe it, right? So you have to go that extra mile, like, yo, Kato's gonna tweet out some stuff, Jaren's gonna tweet out some stuff. I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
Would they even do that though?
No,
like, you can, from
it
when
is too
we
much.
Met,
it's too much.
Yeah, like, okay, so Jaren was a part of the whole reveal behind the thing.
So when Mike fake quit.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, we all could have started playing along with that if we really wanted to. Like, matter of fact, didn't we play along a little bit?
Nah.
Yeah, like, no,
we,
yeah, y'all
yeah,
did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, y'all did.
See?
It's a long time ago. You're barely ever on
TV. So just imagine if that shit really caught fire. It caught fire
it was
a little
like over
bit.
A year ago.
It caught fire a little bit, but just imagine if it really caught fire. Like, people wanted to interview us about it.
But I didn't my Twitter though.
Huh?
When he was doing it, I didn't tweet out.
Because I didn't go on and on. Okay, I didn't
make it. He didn't ask me to play along either.
I made one Facebook.
Hold on, now I gotta see.
See what I'm saying?
So if Mike came and asked me to participate in the April Fool's joke, right? That was around that time.
Yeah, it was April Fool's.
It was April Fool's joke.
Would I have participated?
Yeah, hell yeah, you would have.
Yeah, you would have. That doesn't really say anything about this situation, though. Like,
it kind of does, though.
If he wants to create this whole storyline, this
since
PR,
he has a history of trolling and
like,
being
okay.
Like this is a big
so there's a percentage that you believe that like they had a meeting and this is all for fake, right? So what percentage would you put on?
I mean, not even just a meeting, like a formal meeting, like just. If they put it out there, they saw people catching it, wanted to do interviews. It's like, you know what? Let's just run with it.
I don't know, man. I don't reach it that often.
I'm not trying to reach. I'm not trying. I'm just saying.
You are, though.
Yeah. Like, I get that I am.
Yeah. An hour-long interview with percentage breakdowns with giving away how much money certain people are making.
But he has a history of doing it.
No, he did not go that far.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So
this is too much. He's done at least 3-4 interviews. Whenever I go on YouTube, my suggested videos, Hops and Talks Breakup, Hops and Talks Breakup. He's done plenty of interviews about this. If he really is faking, then fuck Hobson.
Look, I haven't been following like that. It's just based on what you guys have said up to this
point. And I've only watched the Hard Knock, and I've only watched the Damien thing. And I've only watched because it was like, okay, the Illmind track dropped, and I listened. I was like, dang, first of all, that guy he had playing Damien.
That shit was
on there.
Man. Look, just like it.
I haven't seen anything.
He looked
This is not interesting to me.
He had to fight me with the haircut and everything.
It just sounds like, okay, because even you guys said y'all didn't know if it was real or fake to begin with. So when a lot of people think the same thing,
and a lot of people
because
do.
Based on the history, right?
Yeah.
So if they already know that people are not gonna think it's real, why wouldn't they go the extra mile to make people believe that it's real?
But what's the end game then?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. What's the whole a reunion thing, like a kumbaya moment, like what does that give you in the end?
Like
this would hurt you more so than just if everything was all right. And then if you might have had some internal issues, but you worked that shit out and then just continue to do what you're doing. He's justifying his actions. You know, at this point, that's what he's doing. He's trying to justify his actions. Oh, look at these percentages. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that. Whatever. Now, this is why I'm doing this. And this is why I'm in this interview. And
I start my new label.
Exactly.
That's the other thing. It's like he has to get buzzed for his other label.
He's promoting another
label. So he's promoting another label?
Yes. He has his label.
I forget what it's called.
Underground Prodigy.
Underground Prodigy.
He's stepping out on his own. He has to get people on his side. If everyone takes Dame's side, then...
And nobody's going to take Dame's side.
We know that. We know that. But
Undercover Prodigy.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. Plus, he needs to.
I don't understand how he doesn't know that.
Well, he kind of alluded. He was like, "Yo, I'm the main guy. He said that multiple times in the, yeah. in the interview. He was like, you know, I bring in all the money. You know, I'm the guy. But I think you look at everybody else, and I think he may have said this, everybody else that's affected by this, Dizzy, Jaren.
But I could just see, like, because Hobson does this too, right? He makes a mockery of things that go on in the industry, right? So, like, how you know that he's not making a mockery of, like, the... I can't let it go, man. Like, what if he's making a mockery of, like, the Cash Money Lil Wayne situation and all these other things that go on in the industry that's not important to the music? So why wouldn't he be making a statement for that?
Because he's so dramatic. Hobson is so... If you look at what happened with him and Ruthless, it's the same shit. He had multiple songs about that situation. And there wasn't social media back then. If there was, I guarantee he'd have been on social media talking shit about, I forget her name now.
But he's the ultimate troll. Didn't he do the same thing with Kendrick? Like he just went at Kendrick one time. He said something about him in a rap.
He trolls.
This isn't a troll.
Yeah. This is a grown man who's just too fucking dramatic and thinks that everybody cares.
Fuck it. I'm calling BS.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm calling BS
too. This is some bull. Yeah. I think it's real, but it's still some BS.
I think it's real. This is real. This is not.
Man, just go start off. Look, man, Front Volume is a dope name. You already have established artists. Right. You're obviously making money. What would be the point to throw a monkey wrench into any of that?
To mock the industry. It it's like what you said, it's not about the music. Right now, it's just not about the music.
But it's going to be.
Exactly. Because that's the end game. That's the question that you asked. If the end game is your music, then you don't do this to bring more fans. Right. This is the last thing you do.
Right.
Right? Exactly. So this to me, I feel with you, like this is real. This is real. He's hurt.
Yep.
He feels that he is the star player on the team. He's gonna go. I didn't say he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
And he's like, I can do it by myself where y'all can't. Y'all need me. And he's out to prove that. This is not troll. Like, if this is the troll, he's a savage. This is the ultimate troll if this is a troll, bro. Because it just does not make any sense. It just I don't see how he can come back to Funk Volume. Like, bro, if he does that, not just like you calling BS.
So you don't think they can get back together?
You're done.
I didn't say they couldn't.
Rectify. But not on some, this was a big joke. If you come out, so you think he's going to fake and act like they rectified?
What if? Yeah. What if? Now taking Ross' theory into account.
Stop, shut up.
No.
Because now I might be with Kim.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm with Rod too.
That's your only out.
Because really, think about this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of something you said. They're not big enough for people to really care.
Yeah.
But what are we doing? What's everybody, not just us, what's everybody doing right now?
You wanted to talk about it, I didn't.
It don't matter.
Did you want to talk
it
about
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Though. You're the only one that wants to talk about this bullshit.
But it doesn't matter. But I did, right?
Yeah, you're the only one. You're the only one.
It doesn't matter, though. The point is, everybody's talking about it. So if this was something that maybe Dame and maybe they didn't do it, maybe they didn't elicit the rest of the crew. Maybe they was like, you know what?
That's just both of us,
bro. And then they
I thought you were going to say, what if they rectify, but the whole rectification is something that we don't know?
No, that's what I'm saying. What if this whole thing is fake, but they don't come out and publicly acknowledge that it's fake?
I'm done.
How would we know?
If they rectify, I'm done. If you're right, I'm like, after we talked, I'm not even saying that you're crazy with this. Mm-hmm. You could be totally right, because they could do the whole rectify, but it's all fake on the back end and we don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if they come back and they rectify, y'all some fuckboys. I'm not fucking with y'all no more, because I'm already on some, like, this is some real ho shit right now that y'all are putting all your business out there. I already said that's some whack shit. But if y'all then come back later on, we rectified and everything is all good. Great. Good luck.
Alright, that's it. That's what we think about the whole situation. You guys go listen to everything and make your own decision for yourselves. But,
I don't believe it.
Rod don't believe it. I'm still on the fence, because if they rectify, I don't know.
I'm on the fence too. Now.
I'm still on the fence. I'm still on the fence. I'm just waiting for it to happen. I still don't believe it, but we'll see.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.